When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord would have said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I call my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. As we continue in this moment of serility, a moment of what was promised in the past of old and could only be hoped for in the future converges, and at the very moment, we have the gift of our salvation, the gift of Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, the one who took on flesh to become like us, so that we may become like him. And the church's liturgical wisdom is allowing us to continue to unfold this great moment. We begin with Christ himself on Christmas Day, and then now we look at the Holy Family. Bishop Barron said that if we want to really understand the meaning of Christmas, all we need to do is look at the Nativity. The scene tells us everything we need to know. In the center is our life in Christ Jesus, surrounded by his family as we celebrate today. But then the next level is the humblest and the poorest of people, the shepherds, and then the kings, showing how God knits together the whole world that had fallen apart because of sin. And each and every thing we see, as well as the animals, plays the story of the new creation. Today we focus on the Holy Family, but yet I also want to focus on that level of the humble, the shepherds, the poor. Because I think they give us the vision of the Holy Family that we need to have so that we can fulfill in our own lives the call to follow Christ through the example of Mary and Joseph. And I would like to just meditate a little bit on the shepherds and their adoration of this great scene of the Nativity based upon the painting of Caravaggio. And that painting is hanging in our chapel. So those who are in the chapel are at an advantage this morning. I would encourage you to take time to go over and look at it before you leave today. In this scene, we have the adoration of the shepherds who first heard of the good news. It was proclaimed to them, "Glad tidings to you, a new king has been born, your salvation." And then they get the message to go, because it's not enough to just hear it. It is seeing that allows them to believe. But what's so awesome about the shepherds as they come to visit the scene of the Nativity is that they come completely different than the kings come. They come empty-handed. They come fully with nothing to receive everything. And how beautiful the painting is, because as they are in adoration of the child Jesus and Mary, so is Joseph. In order to pick out Joseph in the painting, you have to look very carefully for the very faint halo that Caravaggio paints him. But this is the beginning of what we understand of the goodness of the Holy Family, that for which we desire to imitate. We, like the shepherds, have to come with empty hands so that we may receive everything from them. We receive from them simply the great virtues of faith, hope, and love. In the painting also, Caravaggio paints three things in the foreground which have significant meanings in different ways. He paints a simple stone. He paints a small-handed hoe for gardening and a basket of bread. Because we know these three things represent Christ Jesus. He's the stone that was rejected, that becomes the keystone. He is the bread of life. And it is the work that Jesus does in the will of the Father that cleans the soil so not only can faith be planted, but it can be grown into eternal life. But these images also can be used for us to show how the Holy Family brings us the gifts of God's love for us. Joseph is that rock. He becomes the keystone representing the truth of the law and then the truth and love of his son. When Joseph becomes for us the gift of faith, he does so with great silence, but overwhelming conviction and trust. That's why Caravaggio has him painted with the shepherds, to show the shepherds it is in silent faith that you will see and come to believe. How beautiful Joseph teaches us that over and over again, as we heard in the gospel today. Simple dreams with trust and faith silently takes the Holy Family always to the next place of safety. Mary becomes truly the gift of hope for us. The shepherds look upon Mary with her child, and they see this woman who has in her eyes the truth of what has been promised to the people of Israel. Remember, Mary belongs to that group of people that were called the Anawim, the pious poor. How important that is. They were the people who waited with no desire for the things of the world, but only to be fed on the promise that would be fulfilled. So Mary truly becomes that symbol of Christ in the bread that is painted in the picture. Because why? Because she feeds on the hope of what her son will bring to all. Mary is the tabernacle of the bread of life. She is the gift of hope for all who seek God's love. And finally, the shepherds see the child Jesus himself. How beautiful it is to imagine that this is what the angels spoke of. This is the King of Kings, as humble as they were, as poor as they were. And they receive him as well as the gift of love. Love always is the action of our faith and hope. Love is that handheld tool that allows us to do the will of God. Because Jesus' greatest act of love is to till the way with the Father's will in and through the cross so that we may have life. When the shepherds leave, they no longer leave empty-handed. They leave full-hearted. They leave with the knowing that their silence in the field so often is an act of faith. And the hope that they have for what is to come will be how they share the message, how they live it in their lives. So what should be our mission this week when we really, truly are celebrating the Holy Family? I think it is to take from the shepherds the first step of understanding family life. And that is to come empty-handed. When we come empty-handed to our own families, then we don't think it is about us. And then the first thing we must do is become like Joseph, become the rock of the truth of Christ Jesus, and silently betrayed in how we live our lives. We must become like Mary and continuously making family happen. That's what Bread of Life is about. We become family around the table of the Lord. Allow each and every opportunity of family to be one to be fed on hope of what is to come. What do we get distracted on? We get distracted on our fears and our anxieties and our successes and our failures, right? That has nothing to do with anything. What our family should be feeding us is hope that those who trust in silence like Joseph will be rewarded the kingdom of God. And finally, we need to be like the Holy Family and see that the work we do truly is God's will in our own lives. For when we take that faith and hope and we till the ground in front of us, it prepares the way for others to follow. So when you come forward this morning to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, receive it in the silent faith of Joseph. Receive truly Him as the hope, the bread that feeds you on the way. And when you return to your place, ask God to help you to do His will so that your family, even a family of one, an extended family of many, as we are here as a parish church, that you may show people that what Jesus Christ brings to us is the great virtues of faith, hope, and love, now and into His kingdom. And I promise I will do the same.